Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today is my 2023 NFL draft prospect, Kelly Ringo, cornerback out of the University of Georgia. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. I surely appreciate it here today on 100 Yards of Football. Kelly Ringo, cornerback, University of Georgia. Let me say this before I get started. This young man did not only perform on the field and play at a high level over the last course of the season at the University of Georgia this year, but what I gain respect about the young man is that, see, there's certain things that happen in life in certain areas that God tests you in certain adversity that really tests you as a person. And I want to give special thanks to Kelly Ringo for one thing, and his maturity. I couldn't imagine playing at a Power Five school in the University of Georgia, and the one person that's close to me, my mother, battling breast cancer. I think a lot of people need to hear that. And the University of Georgia, your football nation, you need to really give this young man his props. You need to give him flowers. And if you see him out, you need to give him a lot of love, because he was a main part of you winning the national championship game. Return that interception, 79 yards touchdown, for a touchdown in the national championship game. But most of all, several plays where I've seen him run down Alabama offensive players. But think about this. We get caught up sometimes in the moment. But think about what that young man had to go throughout the season and still play 797 snaps, still have 31 tackles, still have 8 stops for loss, 4 pass breakups, and 2 interceptions. Think about that. His mother battling cancer. That's why today when I bring up him today and talk about him as an NFL draft prospect, I get excited. Look at the young man, 6'2", 205. One of the biggest, fastest cornerbacks that ever played on the level of college football. And when you look at his skill set, you got to think about he's in the line of the great ones right now that played college football. Bobby Taylor, Notre Dame. Richard Sherman, Stanford. Mike Haynes, Arizona State. Mel Blount, Southern University. Lester Hayes, Texas A&M. Raymond Claiborne, Texas. Albert Lewis, Grambling. Patrick Peterson, LSU. Oh, Lord. Jalen Ramsey, Florida State. H.A. Terrell, Clemson. Willie Brown, Grambling. Len Barney, Jackson State. Louis Wright, San Diego State. Deion Sanders, Florida State. Rob Woodson, Purdue. Champ Bailey, Georgia. Dick Nitrain Lane, didn't even go to school, junior college. And Charles Woodson, Michigan. You put all that skill set, and that's what you get with Kelly Ringo right now at that level. The skill set. I'm a start, a physical hitter. Can we say Ronnie Lott, USC? Good speed and pursuit. Chasing people down. When I look at what he done last and several people he chased down, I think about Dale Green, Texas A&M, the Washington Redskins. Then this is what I like about Mr. Ringo. Good strength. like the taco, high energy. It's only one other corner with two other corners that I saw that came in the league in my 62 years out of the college ranks that got in the NFL and they love to be physical. That was Ronnie Lott, who I just mentioned 5 seconds ago, and Len Barney from Jackson State. Then when you look at it, very aggressive, playing like a safety, A-plus attacking the receiver, a lot of Rob Woodson when he was at Purdue, good instincts, always around the ball. You got to talk about Charles Woodson when he won the Heisman in Michigan. Or if you want to say Kellen Ringo look like a safety playing corner. Kenny Easley, UCLA, Dennis Smith, USC. Dangerous with the ball in his hands. There's only one other guy saying dangerous with his ball in the hands. That was Deion Fort Myers Sanders at Florida State. And then the run support. Very aggressive. Willing to come up and tackle. A lot of people didn't see him play in college. But Aeneas Williams was that dog at Southern. He used to come up and knock your block off. And then finally, the skill set that I like about him through all what I just explained. Playing the ball like it was thrown to him. Showing burst to get to the ball. The only defensive backs that I remember that when that ball was in the air, Antonio Cromartie, Florida State. Dale Revis, when he was at Pitt. And going back over that skill set again, this gentleman right here has got a chance to be one of the best cornerbacks to come out of the SEC on any level. I know we had a great one in Derek Stingley Jr. that just got drafted third overall. I know we didn't have Patrick Peterson go high. I know we didn't have Champ Bailey go high. I really like that young man that came out of Auburn, Roger McCreary. Alabama right now with Trayvon Diggs is doing his thing. But trust me, when you look at that skill set, that young man, a lot of upside, A+. Heavy hitter, A+. Relentless, A+. Playing cover zone, A+. Big, fast, physical, sudden change, direction, fantastic length, vertical. Route, defending, playmaker, a bigger Deion Sanders with 4.3 speed. If he has the right maturity, and I know he got the right coach under Kirby Smart, he could be one of the main tools of Georgia getting back to the national championship game. And make no bones, if he plays to his level, he will be a top 10 pick. In the 2023 NFL draft, he will be the first corner coming off the board. It's no question about it. This young man has got skills that can go to the universe coming into the National Football League. As I end it, once again, thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. But this young man is blessed with some unbelievable skills. But God has got a plan. This is a young man that played at a high level with his mother fighting breast cancer. Now that she's healthy, think about what he can be coming into the 2022 college football season. Kellen Ringo, no question about it, is my number one corner in this year's 2023 NFL draft and my number one corner in all of college football. It's nobody better. Nobody's got a better skill set. The great ones. When you talk about Deion Sanders, Mike Haynes, Lester Hayes, Mel Blount, Len Barney, I saw Jimmy Marcellus when I was 6 years old up there at Tennessee State, ended up becoming the first round pick with the Kansas City Chiefs. It's nobody's got better skills than this young man right here. To Dog Nation, as I end this video today, not only should you be proud of this young man's skill set and his level and what he's done for the University of Georgia football program, you should be very proud that he was able to maintain a high level of play while his mother battled breast cancer last year. Final words about Kellen Ringo. your Western star, baby, down here at the University of Georgia. When I think about you, I think about all those great Western gunfighters, how they used to put them down. Doc Holliday, Wyatt Earp, Kellen Ringo, the University of Georgia, the best corner in the 2023 NFL Draft.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. I'm Vincent Turner. Y'all be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.